Good morning. I'm Paul Van Sickle. Nathan and Ryan here as well on the Great Getting Up Morning Show. We have some prizes for you today.
So, tell me, Paul.
It's fashion and it's function. It's called the Remote Tote, and we have quite a few of them here to actually give away. So, but Ryan's now the Remote Tote expert. Here on the
I wouldn't say
show.
Expert,
well,
but
you know more about it than the rest of us. So,
well, have you ever? You've got a remote for your car.
Yes,
I
do. I have a remote for both my cars. So,
have you ever broken the key ring on it?
Okay, the key ring,
not the ring, but the little plastic part that attaches it.
You know, I haven't, but I know Greg Harris, our afternoon director, that happened to him like a couple weeks ago, and he was looking to try to replace it. And I guess they have to like replace the entire
the whole remote would cost $100. Plus, perhaps even a fee to get it set to your car.
Yeah, set it right to the car, because that's annoying.
Well, perhaps, you know, there's an easier way. Instead of going and buying a new remote, go preemptive on it.
Okay.
And get a remote tote.
Huh.
It's a little leather pouch with a reinforced, I'm going to guess, aluminum ring.
Yes.
So that will not break as easily as the little plastic rings on your remote. So
yeah, these things are pretty flimsy. Not the remote totes, my actual remote that I'm looking at right now. It's pretty
you
flimsy.
You can actually,
than the one that has on
you
it.
Can just put the remote in these totes, and it's got a little plastic window for you to see the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just put that on your key ring, and it will possibly save you a lot of money in the end.
Yeah, this is nice. Well, and also the thing that I like, well, one, because I'm always dropping my keys anyways.
Right.
So dropping it in the snow or the rain,
right.
But I keep them on my belt loop, and so...
And the person who invented it, Jackie Harden of Ontario, California,
mm-hmm.
First of all, her husband broke the little ring on hers, or on his, and that's how she came up with the idea of this. But then her son... was in the back of the car, and she just sort of, you know, handed him her keys to play with. Well, as a toddler does, he was teething and chewed on the remote. Well, there was no problem at the time, but a couple weeks later, corrosion set in from the spit. And her remote...
See, I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I'm hoping that doesn't happen to mine, because
and a lot of people,
as you know, my 18-month-old likes to put everything in his mouth as well. So
and a lot of people will drop their keys in the rain too, or in the snow, as you did, and this can also help protect from that.
So if your keychain is already broken, this is definitely the way to go,
exactly.
And then it also.